And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Welcome to the show. This is Andy Webb with Lifestyles Unlimited, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. Today, I think you're going to be glad you joined. We have another great guest today. Had a great guest last week, got another one today. This guest is active in both the single family and multi-family space. Actually, let me rephrase that. She is active in the single family space in terms of participation, but a passive investor in multifamily. That might be changing soon, though. We may get into that today. Either way, this guest has created a ton of equity and a ton of cash flow. In fact, enough to retire her years ago, and her husband is soon to follow. So without further ado, Corinne, I want to welcome you to the show. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm doing good. Thank you.
All right. Well, I know your story. We met, you know, we were out at a road trip together, and more recently you gave back as a member by doing a case study here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. So I've learned a lot about you and Craig that way. But for the listener, why don't you give us a little bit of your background? You've been investing for a while, right? So that's good to know. And just help us understand who we're talking with today.
Well, yes, that is true. We back in 2008 is when I bought my first rental property as a single mother. That was something that I had always wanted to do, just have a second income coming in as I was working. And so back in 2008, when a house went on for sale down the street from where I was currently living, I gave an offer, a lowball offer, not thinking that they would take it. But because times were desperate back in 2008, he did take my lowball offer. And I went ahead and purchased my first rental property. And we fixed it up and started renting it and kind of got the bug for it. And then met my husband, who was my neighbor at the time. And years later, we ended up getting married, and we turned both of our houses into rental properties. And at that same time as we were getting married, we decided to purchase a home in Waxahachie. And at that time, we purchased another rental property all on the same street. So we ended up having four houses, or basically duplexes, on the same street, which was perfect because I was able to retire at that point because my dad had had a stroke. And so we moved him out from California and to live with us. And so we were able to have that extra income coming in while I was able to take care of my dad.
Yeah, And that's why that's part of the reason we do this, right? You mentioned you bought the first one. You've been wanting to do it, but wanted to create some extra income, single mom. That's why a lot of people get started, right? It's not, maybe we're not thinking about the equity side. We're thinking about the cash flow. And when you start to build this portfolio, it does help in these situations. So your dad moved out, you and Craig got married, four units on one street. That's well, tell us about that. How is managing four units together like that?
It worked out pretty well because if something goes wrong or we are able to hit all four houses at the same time just by checking on them or walking by them or driving by them, and if some things happen to go wrong at the same time, we're able to do it all in one shot. So that was kind of nice having all of them at one time on one street. And so, that did work out pretty conveniently.
Because you self-manage, right? You don't have a property manager. You are running the business?
Correct. Yes. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And I've talked about this on prior shows, Corinne. I've got several houses within a mile radius over in the mid cities, and yeah, it makes management a lot easier. Now, do you have to have them all that close together? No. In fact, you went on to buy, we're all talking before you were a member at Lifestyles Unlimited, by the way. I want to be clear. You went on to buy another three properties after that,
yes.
Right?
Yeah. In Ennis, my husband and I got the bug again, and when 2000 rolled around and the interest rates were so low, we decided to go ahead and look at some new builds, hoping that by buying new builds, it'd be less maintenance, less upkeep, less repair and stuff like that. And so we went up into Ennis where they were building a new development and bought three probably within a few weeks of each other. We ended up buying three new builds back in 2020 when interest rates were like 2.75. So the cash flow was really good on that.
Yeah, not 7%, not like we're all dealing with now. Yeah, and I've done a few new builds. You know, you buy it, the maintenance is practiced. It's nothing. It's new, right? Everything's under warranty. It's a cash flow play. There's no equity there. So you got a lot of really good experience prior to becoming a member at Lifestyles Unlimited. Now, when did you hear about us?
Well, we heard about it through my husband's employee. He happened to be talking to him about us wanting to purchase apartment complexes because we felt that was kind of the next move for us. As having single families, we wanted to now move into the apartment world, but just didn't know how to do it. And so he was talking to one of his employees about what we were doing. And he says, well, you might want to check out this organization called Lifestyles Unlimited. And so my husband came home and kind of told me about it. He said, you might want to check this out. And I'm thinking, okay, this has got to be a scam. And so I did look it up on the internet and found Dell and started listening to some of his podcasts and videos and stuff like that. And it just resonated with me because it was kind of what I had already done with one of my rentals.
So you know, big point I want to make here for the listener is all the things that we talk about, all the things we do, it's not rocket science. This is very basic stuff that we're doing. Often members or non-members get out there and overcomplicate it. So you guys said, hey, we're gonna check out this organization. Craig's employee, I don't know, was he trying to get the boss out of the way perhaps? He said, hey, go look at Lifestyles Unlimited. And you did. When was this? When did you guys become members?
We became members of 2023 at the expo.
Okay.
Yeah, that was when we signed up.
Okay, and that was bad. Yeah, so that was in February of 2023. So you had a good 15 years as an investor behind you at this point already. And now as members, you've been with us about a year and a half now. When someone becomes a member, typically they go out to our two-day financial freedom seminar. Day one, we talk all about single family. This is where you've already got a lot of experience. And then day two, we talk all about apartments. And I want you to put on your single family hat first and tell me, when you sat through the 2 day, as somebody with already that much experience behind you, did you still have aha moments as you went through the course?
Oh, yes. There was a lot of aha moments. Things we wish we'd known 15 years ago, like doing cash out refis on properties that we had already paid off, taking out my husband's 401k without being penalized. You still have to pay the taxes, of course, but you know, without the penalties. We didn't know anything about that, but that freed up so much money for us to be able to go and invest. And then never heard of hard money, so that was another thing that we were learning about, was hard money and how to use that to be able to go and purchase homes. It was just such a eye-opening experience that 2 day that we, you know, the only regret we have is wish we'd known about it sooner.
Now, when you were buying before, if you weren't using hard money, because you mentioned you did work on these houses, were you just doing, 20% down and then covering the rehab cost out of your pocket? How did that look?
Yes, that's correct. Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Thankfully, we're very handy people, so we didn't have to really hire anything out. We did all the work ourselves.
Well, let's talk about that, and I'll come back in a little bit, I think, to the multifamily day two, because you did get into apartments, I know, but you became a member, you learned a lot of things you could do better, maybe had done wrong, new ways to approach this, hard money being one of those. What, you know, when we go out and buy a house, it needs a lot of work, which is why we buy that. Hard money for the listener is just a construction loan. Often the houses need so much work that we can't get that conventional financing on it that Corinne used on her first 4 to 7 houses. Of course, the three new builds, who cares? They're done, right? But if a house needs work, and if it needs enough work, you've got to use some other approach to buy that. So I'm curious, thinking about that notion, I can't buy with conventional because I need to do so much rehab. What have the houses you've bought since becoming a member, how have those compared to what you bought in your first years as an investor, thinking about rehab?
Yeah, the rehab was a little scary for us because we hadn't experienced that before. And, you know, it was like, can they really bring these houses back? These are in such bad shape. And thankfully, we had seen the pictures of houses that had gotten brought back to life and gone on a few road trips that showed what they were doing. So we knew it was possible. We just didn't know it was possible for us because the houses just looked so bad. We were just so taken back at how bad they were, but they did. They brought them back to life, and it was they're beautiful. So
yeah, and I think we'll talk in maybe the next segment about one in particular, the one that you presented at Case Study, and one which I had the opportunity, and thank you very much for the invitation, to see down in Waco. And this was one of those ugly houses. And really, that's what we learned. That's how Lifestyles Unlimited helps you. If you're limited to just only buying 20% down with minor renovations, your pool of potential houses to buy, it's very, very small, relatively, right? So you've opened yourself up. Your buy box has changed, what you're willing to take on, and you can buy a lot more as a result, right?
Yes. I mean, we've been able to buy 4 in 9 months, where we would have never been able to do that with a conventional loan.
And these are all big rehab houses, right?
Yes, very large rehab houses.
Mm-hmm. And 2 in Fort Worth, I believe, 2 in Waco now, or no, you got another one, right?
Yes, there's 2. We finished in Fort Worth, and we are closing tomorrow on our 3rd one in Waco.
Wow, very good, very good. Now, how has the education, you mentioned going out to single family road trips, and I'll tell you personally, I had 0 experience when we became members a dozen years ago. That was for me probably the biggest educational component, because I could see these houses, smell these houses, right? Look at the holes in the sheetrock and everything else.
Yeah.
What happens at a single family road trip? How is that beneficial to somebody that's a newbie like I was then?
It gives you confidence in knowing and trusting the team that you put together, especially the GCs and people like that, and trusting them that they can actually bring the house back to what you can envision or what they can envision, and making it a nice home for somebody to live in. So it boosts the confidence of, yes, it can be done, having the right team together to put it together. It was a good experience to actually see it hands-on.
And you used a key word there. You said team. And I know when you spoke earlier about the first 4 houses that you guys fixed up, you guys were doing the work. You're handy, you said. Has that continued, or are you now outsourcing that?
Oh, we utilize our GCs wonderfully. My husband doesn't have time or the energy anymore to do any of that. So, we utilize that GC team to the fullest, because it's so nice just to be able to sit back and watch it come to life rather than us having to physically do any labor.
I agree with that. That's one of the things we teach you, Corinne, is how to write a check. And that's the extent of my labor going into that renovation for the most part. I'm curious, what else? So if you self-manage, or were self-managing, you still are, I believe. How has the education at Lifestyles Unlimited helped you, not just on the buy box side, but how has it helped you improve your management?
I did enjoy taking some of the classes and online on getting kind of a recap of what management was all about. Thankfully, I had already pretty much checked all those boxes of what I'm doing, because of what I'd seen in their leases is pretty much exact what I already was having in my lease. So thankfully I was already on the right track. Thankfully I was able to add a few things like bed bug addendums and smoking addendums. So there are extra things that Lifestyle does offer that I didn't actually have in my lease. So that did help to give me an aha moment of things that needed to be added to it. So
places to go to protect yourself, in essence. So talking about the contract side of things. Okay, quick break. We're halfway through the show. We're going to be right back and carry on this conversation.
Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show continues in moments. Lifestyles Unlimited, the education and mentoring group with a roadmap and support to help you real estate retire.
Having the consulting team, having other avenues within your whole system is what's made y'all successful. Everyone is there to guide you to be successful. So it's just up to you to get off the butt and do it.
Do it. Take action today. Get educated now at Lifestyles Unlimited. Text the word radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007. Join for $297, a 60% savings. Lifestyles Unlimited. Text radio to 88007. creating the lifestyle you've always wanted. You're hearing Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Andy Webb. If you have any questions, send those over to me at askandy@luinc.com. And we're talking today with Corinne. She's an investor in my area in North Texas. Been doing this a long time, actually. Just a recent member, however, to Lifestyles Unlimited, about a year and a half now, as we heard. And through becoming a member, you've learned, you've improved your what you're able to buy. You've learned about doing some pretty big renovations, improve some of the management. I do have a question on the management since you self-manage. Which is farther from you? You've got houses in Waco, you've got houses in Fort Worth. Which is closer? Does it matter?
Fort Worth, well, Arlington would probably be the closest for us. And Ennis isn't too bad. I'd say Ennis is maybe about a 20-minute drive for us, so it's not too bad.
Yeah, so you're getting farther and farther out, which a lot of members are. Hey, we got people buying out of state in Kansas City, in Missouri, in Tennessee, Georgia, Arizona. I think that's fine. There are ways to self-manage in that sense as well. Do you see any? Do you plan to self-manage these farther flung houses?
Yes. At this point, I do plan on self-managing them. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think when you've gone in and done the level of renovations that we saw on that first house in Waco, everything's new. Everything's new. There is no maintenance there. It's just collecting rent electronically these days. Once it's leased up. Now, let's talk about that house in Waco. I saw this is what you presented at the recent case study. In fact, I took a picture when we got to the numbers page there, and I thank you for giving back. I'm certain you inspired some of the new people in the audience to action, because we're seeing great numbers from you guys. Maybe tell us a little bit about the house. How did you find it?
Actually, I found it on MLS. Just looking through realtor.com or Zillow.com, I just happened to come across it. And I guess it was a wholesaler that was trying to sell it, didn't have any luck on selling it. And so the numbers were so good that I just couldn't pass it up. And so then I sent it over to Danny and asked him about the property, had him do some research, do some comps in the area, and the numbers just came together so well that we just couldn't pass it up.
Yeah, and let me jump in here. So when you say you found it on the MLS, you're not a licensed realtor. You are just using some of the sundry platforms that pull the data out of MLS. Am I hearing that right?
Yes.
Yeah, so
correct.
You sent that over to Danny, and she's talking about Danny. He's one of our Lifestyles Realty team here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area sales manager, in fact. Great guy to have on your side. So he did the digging for you, basically. He's got the true MLS access and can get those comps. So what'd you wind up buying this thing for?
We bought it for $90,000.
Very good. Very good.
I'm sorry, $93,000. Okay. Yeah, I just rounded up to $93,000. I think it was actually $92.50, but, we'll just round it up to $93,000.
$93,000 is perfectly fine. I think a message for the broader audience, especially if you're listening where I am in Dallas-Fort Worth, or if you're listening on the coast, we got members in California, in Maryland, Virginia, right? The expensive side of the country, parts of the country. Wow. Can you find a house for $93,000? No, it's very hard. Now, it's discounted. Why was it discounted?
Yeah. It was in pretty rough shape. It needed a full rehab from foundation all the way to roof. So it was in dire straits, and the rehab cost was as much as the house, $93,000 in rehab. So it was a full rehab, that's for sure.
But you weren't scared, because you've already done a couple of these in Fort Worth. You've done the education. You've seen what other members have done to turn this kind of a beast around, right? So it was pretty easy to go out and get this win, and it was a big win. And I want to break this down for the listener. I'm going to jump in just a little bit into numbers here, Corinne. Your after repair value, right, the expected market value when it's fixed up, came in right at around $240,000. And we were talking earlier about buying conventional, putting 20% down. And if this was fixed up, somebody else had gone in and they're flipping this, and you put 20% down, you're $55,000 out of pocket, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, let's say you want to do the rehab, but you're going to go in all cash. You buy it for 93 and you do $93,000 in rehabs, you're $180,000 out of pocket.
Yeah.
It's getting kind of ugly. Even if you finance the purchase price, you're still north of $100,000. What was your out of pocket on this?
Our out of pocket was about $24,000.
Wow. Wow. Mm-hmm. So if I take that as a percentage of the after repair value, that's like 10% down in effect. Mm-hmm. What was your One of the reasons, by the way, to the listener, that we buy these distressed properties that do need work is because we do the work, we get it done at wholesale pricing, and we create equity on the backside. We add value. What was your equity capture through the process?
Our equity capture was $39,000.
So you put 24 of your own in, that's part of your equity, but on top of it, you've got now an additional 39K. That is an immediate, I mean, that's right now after we do the renovations, 163% return. You've more than doubled your money in, how long was the rehab on this one?
Let's see, we started in March, and we just got done last week, so March, 3 months?
Three months? Yeah, 163% return. I know nowhere else that you can go to get that. But it doesn't stop there because this is a rental property. How's the lease up going?
Oh, yes. We did get it finished. And they are moving in on the 29th.
So a couple days and
yes,
they're in.
Yes. And they've already paid their rent and their deposit. And so they're excited about moving in. And they were excited to watch the process, too, as it transpired.
And that's something you talked about when we toured the house, and you mentioned this at the case study as well. You didn't wait till it was finished to start marketing the property. So you had somebody interested while you were in the middle of the renovations, able to get a lease signed already. You have security. You have confidence knowing that this is done. Rent's going to start coming in. And you've created a big cash flow number. What are we looking at here?
Yeah, the cash flow is $421 a month, which is $1,052 a year. So
yeah. When I joined, that's what we were seeing in the market, $400, maybe $500. Now with rates where they've gone, that has compressed quite a bit. Commonly we'll see maybe $200 or $250. You've got a killer deal right there. That's a 21% return on your cash invested. Very well done. Very well done. Mm-hmm. Followed the model, followed the process, got it leased. And to the listener, you can't see the pictures I have in front of me, and I saw this thing in person. Beautiful house. Very, very, very well done.
Thank you. Thank you. It was a lot of fun. I enjoyed watching the artwork come together.
Isn't it cool when you take something that's in that bad a shape and you turn it around and someone is just chomping at the bits to get in there, and it's just downright stunning, right?
Yes. Yeah. It's a lot of fun. And, you know, my dream is to provide somebody with a beautiful home. And my attitude is if I wouldn't live it, I wouldn't expect somebody else to live in it. You know, and eventually if the renter can possibly afford to purchase the house, that would be even more beneficial. And that way they could have a beautiful new home to purchase in a year or two.
Yeah. And that's something, Corinne, I went to the 2 day a couple months ago, and selling to your residents, some of the benefits, how to do it. You get out, you avoid the MLS fees, you avoid dealing with the realtors. And in fact, we've done that now. And after hearing him talk, I was like, bam, I have to focus on when I want to dispose some of these assets. Let's do that. And residents love that. Yeah. That's a great way to go. So very beautiful house. You got another one coming?
Yes. Yes, we are hoping to have that one done in a couple months. And then, like I said, we're closing tomorrow on our third one in Waco. And getting ready to start demoing that probably the next day by the weekend. So.
Very good. Now, you've done a lot of single family, clearly going to stick with. Are you sticking with that for a while, or will you shift at some point to more active involvement in multifamily?
We have. We are trying to pursue the multifamily. We would like to get into that, you know, do an IRO at first for us before we do the lead part of it, just to get a feel of what it is to have a multifamily complex.
All right. Well, hey, you're very active. I see you around, and that's great. You're leveraging the mentors. How else have you leveraged the Lifestyles Unlimited network so far?
I have been taking the online classes, and it's nice to be able to go back and refresh if you forget something, but also utilizing the 2 day classes as much as we can. There's no limit to taking those 2 day when you're a member. So it's nice to be able to go back whenever you need to and take the 2 day. And it's fun to be with people that are kind of like-minded because you all kind of think the same way. You all have the same goals. You all get to interact and talk about each of the other's experiences when you go to the 2 days or on the road trips, which is also nice to be a part of. So.
Yeah. And that's a good point, I think, for the listener. If you're totally new and you're not sure, and I'm going to go and sit in this crowd and a bunch of newbies. It's not the case. You know, I've been back multiple times. Obviously, you're going back multiple times. We heard from Morgan last week. I like her approach. Anytime she buys a new property, she goes back because you're going to learn something new. So you might, you never know. You show up totally new to the two-day financial freedom seminar. You might be sitting next to a multimillionaire and you don't even know it. And you're going to learn. You're going to run elbows and you'll have a great opportunity to ask questions. And that really takes me to my next big topic for you, which is, yes, we have the education, we've got the mentoring, we've got the vendor marketplace at Lifestyles Unlimited, but I find, Corinne, that over the years, one of the biggest values to me has been that network that I've built. And in fact, we're in close touch with an investor that sat next to us in our two-day seminar 12 years ago, right? Mm-hmm. How has that network been a boon to you?
It's been an education because they are able to tell us the experiences that they've gone through being part of Lifestyles for so many years. And so, you know, and just being able to network and get into maybe multifamily deals with people that you didn't, would have never thought that you'd ever meet or get in contact with, or even couldn't get in contact with if you're not part of Lifestyles. And to be able to learn about, you know, the deals that they're working on as leads or what they've experienced and what they're looking for. And you just get to sit down and speak with them and talk to them about the deals that they're looking at. And you can make a decision on whether that's a good deal for you to be a part of. And then, you know, you can approach them also as hey, you know, I'd love to be part of that deal. And there was one experience that we were able to actually go walk a multifamily and with a potential lead for a property. And that's just another learning experience that we would never have been able to have if we weren't part of Lifestyles.
Yeah, I was there with you guys. That was a fun experience. I learned a ton. So it's good for you as a passive investor if you're wanting to connect with leads, syndicators in the broader sense, people that are putting together these big apartment investments. But it's interesting, over the break, while we were off the air, you used a term, you said the Waco crew. So prior you're talking about apartments, but I think you've got a pretty good network built around you for single family as well, don't you?
Yeah, we did. You know, doing that little tour of homes really did bring a lot of the Waco investors together and be able to network just together and get each of what other's experiences, or, hey, I'm doing this or I'm doing that. What do you think? You know, or just getting ideas or just being able to collaborate with each other is so nice, you know, via text or email or phone call or whatever. It's just a lot of fun to be able to get to know other investors in the same local area and have same experiences.
Yeah, you create a little bit of a safety net when it comes to contractors, that part of town versus this part of town and all that good stuff. Now, you mentioned at the start of the show early on that you guys joined in February of 2023 at the Expo. And I want to mention it now. We do have the Wealth and Passive Income Expo coming up pretty soon. It's at the start of October, October 2nd to the 5th in Irving, Texas. If you want to learn more, there are two places you can go. You can go to our website, lifestylesunlimited.com/expo, or you can text in the keyword expo, E-X-P-O, to 88007. You can register there. You can learn more. Corinne, you're going to be there?
Yes, we are planning on being there. We are signed up, ready to go.
Did it overwhelm you when you went out a year and a half ago?
It was a bit overwhelming. It was like drinking from a fire hose. It was a lot of information.
That's all we do at Lifestyles. We drink from fire hoses at the two-day, at the expo, when we're out meeting with each other, but we're learning together, we're improving together, and we're improving our lives. So, hey, thank you for tuning in today. Remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle. You have a good day.
Thank you for listening to Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. We want to meet you as well. Sign up for a free workshop at lifestylesunlimited.com. Until next time, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.